John Boyle.
Boom, boom, boom. This is your boy Enigma September, and you are now listening to another episode of Freedom Train Presents the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. The podcast is supported by Freedom Train Network, and Freedom Train Network is supported by PAX Inc. You can find more information about the organization at www.paxinc.org. Yo, speaking of Freedom Train Network, make sure to subscribe to the other podcasts. So we have the Fit Sports Podcast that drops every Monday, Freedom Train Radio Podcast that drops every Wednesday, along with Shelby's World. We got Lessons from the Screen, my man Pat, that drops every Thursday. And then Joe comes back around on Saturday with On the Shoulder of Giants Podcast. Make sure to check out the video recording of this podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/enigmasep927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so YouTube knows that there's some activity, just to be honest. Also, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, yo, just hit me up on my email at enigmasep@gmail.com. If you want your songs played on the podcast, just shoot me the songs in MP3 or waveform. Also, make sure to tag the track with your name, the title of the song, and in the email, include a short bio about yourself and the song and where I can tell people where to find the song if it's available online. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me on Twitter at EnigmaSelf, the number nine. At Enigma Self on Instagram and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelf and facebook.com/EnigmaSelf9. Okay, now that we have all of that out of the way, let's get prepared for the first song of the day. And remember, this is your boy Enigma September, and you're listening to the Enigma Self Hour podcast. You got time, baby. Bigger than me, they can't take from it. Game running, I'm speaking like a zip, not a straight onion. I keep it laced and all the lames fronting. And if you make a chase, then ain't no way the gyps gon' never stray from it. Ha, the squares can't speak it, call it Vietnamese. I'm looking for a bitch to keep on her knees. If she a straight, I'm a dogger. I'ma take the place of a fog on my brain like I came straight from Harvard, a scholar. Lizzo's looking gooder than the summer moon days. But what she's saying, I don't be believing none of that shit. Think I'm a dummy and I got here just bumping my shit. The best out and her chest is popping, I'm pumping her shit. I'm on parole from the pool. Least. Don't gotta believe that I'm pimping, but I could be a beast. Mine and I'm one for the money, two for the what, three for the game. Bitch, you know how it goes. I'm speaking Vietnamese, they can't take from it. Game running, I'm speaking like a zip, not a straight onion. I keep it laced and all the lanes fronting. And if you make a chase, then ain't no way the pussy will never stray from it. Ha, the squares can't speak it, call it Vietnamese. I'm looking for a bitch to keep on her knees. Mine, I got one for the money, two for the what, three for the game. Bitch, you know how it goes. I'm speaking Vietnamese, they take from it. I can show you the game, but I bet you make some mistakes from it. So pay attention, but can face front it. You got a pace, you got a taste of it. It's like you lace blunted. It's like a whole different world for a square nugget. The whole world is different than it appears. That's why they dug it from me, cause they ain't fucking with me. And every time they turn around, all of they pussy love me. You wanna keep it in context? Let's keep it in context. The bomb sex don't keep a non-vet. By non-vet, I mean a pro in the game. A hoe in the lane. A square thinks that dumping is appropriate, man. But nah. You could mow the like clay if you work her ins and outs every game. I am dating. I get one for the money, two for the what, three for the game. You know how it goes. I'm speaking Vietnamese, they can't take from it. Game running, I'm speaking like a zip, not a straight onion. I keep it laced and all the lanes front. And if you make a chase, then ain't no way the zip gon' never stray from it. Ha, the squares can't speak it, call it Vietnamese. I'm looking for a tip, keep on her knees. My nigga. Boom, 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 and we back. This is your boy Enigma September, and this is the Enigma Sep Hour. What you just heard is my man Umbravo with Vietnamese. Give my man's props.
Chisel!
If you don't know, now you know. Umbravo is in the building as my co-host. episode 145 of the Enigma Sub Hour podcast. We are here, baby. So, matter of fact, give yourself some props. Give yourself some props.
I appreciate it.
Now, those in YouTube land, Facebook land, maybe looking around, and yes, your boy is in the studio, dog. Oh,
pew.
Yo, y'all see the upgrade? Oh, that wallop. Them boys look good. Y'all know it. We look good. We look all right.
I look good. I don't know about anything else. I'm definitely look good though.
But yo, I got my man Bravo in the building. It's gonna be an action packed episode. Got my man
Oh Jeezy.
Keep saying Bravo.
It's fucking hypnotizing.
Yeah, it just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Got my man OGZ gonna be in the building.
Shout out to OGZ, man. Pay your dick bill, man.
Yo, all you ladies, yeah, y'all may want to
pay your fucking dick bill.
You want to lower your sensitivity scales just a little bit because we're gonna be a bit ratchet.
You know what? Every episode on Raw, you know what to expect. I'm going in.
Right. So that's what it's gonna be. Anyway, you know what? Let me check something real quick because I totally forgot we was in here having a whole conversation.
Name I forgot about his back page account.
Yo,
you remember? Can we talk about Backpage for a second?
No, we're supposed to talk about something very serious, and here you here talking about Backpage.
I am, because RIP Backpage. It's like your homie that you lost. I really miss my nigga. Backpage, nigga.
I miss Backpage, man.
No, I got bad. I can't tell the story.
You can't tell the story, bro. First of all, you can't lead into the motherfucking story.
I cannot.
Fee ain't watching. Tell the story.
Even by Fee, it's bigger than. Well, I can't say bigger than
balls,
but yeah, no, nah, I can't. I'll tell you off air.
All right. I'll tell you off air,
but no, nah, I can't. But man, yeah, that.
That's the flashback right there.
They was getting people killed, boy.
Yeah, Craigslist too, man. That was fucking.
It was one chick because you know I was on POL.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shout out to POL. Still running.
Is it
still running to this day? All the best things are still going.
POL is a parry dish of
It was like the original Tinder.
Yeah,
when Tinder was in the early stages, POF was like ruling the market.
Before POF, it was Tag.
See, now Tag never worked for me, man. I might have fucked one chick off Tag, but like it never really worked for like POF.
Tag. No, POF was
the goat.
Yeah, POF was the goat.
Look at this thing.
Yeah.
He's having flashbacks of plenty of fish. That's a fucking truth, dog.
POF was.
And to see women can't watch this and look at us crazy.
No disrespect to anybody I know.
Fuck that. Because they can't look at us like this because y'all was on there. Who was we fucking? We wasn't fucking each other. You bitches on POF too.
No, let me tell you about POF. This is what got me shook about POF.
Shout out POF.
So it was on there whatever, and I seen an old homegirl that I knew. I saw her on there. So I'm like, all right, what you doing?
Blah, 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 whatever. When you got a homegirl that you can't fuck in real life, if you see on POF, the world, it changes.
Right.
You can tag her now. Because, bitch, you're in the debauchery I'm in.
Right. I'm like, oh.
All
right,
good.
But anyway, so I was like, yo, I'm going to fall through or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It was on some chill tip. Like, it wasn't that, no pressure. But I was like, yo, let me see your end. Like, let me see what it looked like for the ladies or whatever. Yeah. Cause I, you know, of course, I was on there all the time, so I saw what we saw, bro. And I saw like just hella dudes. Mm-hmm. And the thing about, like you said, PR was the goat. Mm-hmm. It was the thing when you got on that thing and you on there for a minute, you gonna catch something in this.
Level.
But when I realized how many dudes was on there, and I'm like, yo, I ain't no like player, catfishing. Dog. No, not even catfishing. Like, you just do. But I'm like, yo, I'm not a player. And I know I was. So I'm imagining if I'm all these other dudes are. and it wasn't that many women on there. Mm-hmm. So I started calculating, like, yeah, no, nah, I need to stop. My dick gonna fall off.
I have, listen, I have the greatest Craigslist story in history.
I'm gonna say Craig, man.
But I'm not gonna share it right now because I'm writing a book right now. And I'm gonna put it in my book. But basically, I thought I was fucking with this Puerto Rican Mexican bitch, and I got there and it was a dude in bra and panties. But I'm not going to tell that story until the book comes out. Real shit. That's a real story, bro. That's a real story. That's a real fucking story, dog. Crazy.
What color were the panties?
I think he was in like a red lace outfit, bro. He had a top too, and he was a flat chested guy. So he just had a top on for no reason.
Yo,
and so after I fucked, no,
don't act like you ain't making an announcement, bro.
What's the announcement?
Don't act like you ain't come out bisexual, bro.
Oh, okay.
So no, it's not like you're you joking.
No, there's more to the story. There's definitely more. There's more to it. But I wasn't expecting it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and shouts out. Again, I don't want to just make it seem like we're being transphobic at all. It's not the case.
Nah, we fuck with faggots. You know what I'm saying? I can say it, motherfucker, because I'm in the community.
I feel like.
Now you going to get in trouble.
No, I feel like that white guy is like, you guys just keep using the word around me, huh? Yeah.
What was that, bro? I seen it recently. But anyway, let's get back on topic.
Yeah. So
y'all got a great story actually, then. I'll remember the book.
Like, was this jump flopping outside the panties? Like, what?
He had it tucked, bro. He had the full. Because, like, listen, he was like, I thought it was a chick. So she was like, come in the room. I left the room unlocked, and then I'm gonna be in the shower.
Oh, eat you so with the M&M.
I came in. This is when I was younger. I ain't had no gun or nothing. So I brought a big-ass butcher knife, and I put it under the pillow. So then I take off all my shit right there in front of the thing, and then because I heard the shower running. I go in the shower and pull the – y'all got to get the book, man. It's a fucking crazy story, dude.
I know. That's real shit, though. It's like fickle. Fickle. It's Einhorn.
That shit was.
Einhorn is a man.
That was a crap, bro. I don't want to. Only reason I ain't tell y'all the story, I got mad love for y'all, and especially Enigma, but I just got a book, man. I got a book. So
we're going to wait for that. That's a wild story. Thank you, guy. Yeah, for making this a memorable Enigma Sub Hour podcast.
You know how I am, bro. We're going to talk shit today, man. All right. Never talk shit on Enigma. It's when Bravo comes, but go ahead.
Right. It's making it super exciting. So we got to calm it down just a bit. We got to get into the sad news. Pretty sure it's a regular thing at this point. Everyone pretty much should know that we lost a legend in the hip-hop community in Biz Markie. The
class of Prince Big Markie.
Hip-hop. Juice Crew member, DJ, human beatbox, everything, dancer. Like, he was just all around. Like, Biz Markie was the epitome, you know what I'm saying, of hip hop. When people speak about originality in hip hop, you know, Biz Markie epitomized that. You know what I'm saying? He didn't sound like anyone else, and no one else sounded like him. And especially, I think people have to understand him being part of the Juice Crew is like, the Juice Crew was like the QC, the TDE, the Young Money, the Bad Boy, the Death Row of the mid-80s. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way that just, with Marley Marl, MC Shan, Big Daddy Kane, Shantae Roxanne, Coogee Rap, like, yo, just that whole crew, like, was just monumental, and his flavor and all of that was just dope, and he was just tied in with everybody in the hip-hop community, and he was only 57, bro, and I think I'm talking about this on the radio, me and JC, like, 57 is not old.
That's not comparative to what you could be like.
Right.
It's just in our community. That's like we die at a young age.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, that wasn't even retirement.
Yeah.
If he was a regular like worker, he wouldn't have received the SS check. So,
and he paved the way for bigger dudes, man. Like without a Biz Markie, it would have been harder for me to come out You know, it would have been harder for Pun to be next. It would have been harder for Big.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He may, you know, whereas before, motherfucker might have looked at a fat person as lazy, you know, uneducated. However they look at him, he brought out the silly side. He really commanded
right
the attention. He commanded, right. You know, being a legend, man. So rest in peace, Biz Markie, man. That's whack as fuck.
Yeah, man.
It's whack when DMX dies. It's whack when fucking everybody died. Gift the Gab.
Right.
It's whack when everybody dies.
I think that was because, was it?
Shock G. It's whack. I don't fuck with none of it.
Chuck D. He had a picture. I don't know if I downloaded it. And he had a picture of all of the.
Yeah, I seen that. Away. I seen it. Yeah.
I don't even think he had.
It was a list.
Yeah, Double K, MF Doom.
MF Doom, man, that's whack too.
Ecstasy from Houdini, Prince Marky D from the Fat Boys, mm-hmm. DMX, Black Rob, Shock G, Gift the Gab, Biz Markie, bro, since December of 2020.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
We gotta really put some effort into like taking better care of ourselves. I keep looking at the phone trying to share the motherfucking thing, but I don't want to seem like I'm uninterested, y'all. I swear.
No, it's all good, bro. It's all good. But yeah, that's yeah, it's unfortunate, man. It's a blow. And also for me personally, like granted, growing up, people would say if I look like anybody, not saying I'm claiming this, mm-hmm. they were like, hey, you look like Ice Cube. So I walk around looking mean.
Yeah.
I get that. But if I thought I looked like anybody mm-hmm. in hip hop, I definitely look like Biz Markie, bro.
You look like Coco Beware.
Day. What?
You don't remember wrestling? He used to have the parrot on his hand.
I didn't watch wrestling, bro.
Oh, man.
Like you lame fools.
When he watch this shit back, he's going to look up Coco Beware.
Be like,
oh, let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, bro. Look it up.
Look it up. Let me see. Because that shit's going to be funny.
Yeah, so that would touch me. It's like Biz Markie has always been like, is that my daddy? But no. But man, rest in peace, man. Rest in peace to Biz Markie.
Where's the camera? They can't.
Oh, let me see. I don't even know what the fool look like.
See, no, they can't see it.
Let me see.
You like you're gonna be wearing from wrestling?
Hey, yeah, I can see
it's spelled K O K O. Y'all look it up.
B, I can see it.
Letter B W A R E.
I can see it. Yeah, I ain't even mad at that. It's not be on the. That's new. I got to add that to the list.
Yeah,
this is how he was. Biz Markie, Ice Cube, Bruhman from the Fifth Floor.
You do look like Bruhman from the Fifth Floor. Damn, that's even better than the one I came with. He does look like
Tracy Morgan.
A little bit.
I think that's it.
You look like bro man from the Fifth Floor. That's funny.
Yeah, man. Shout out my man Brooke. Okay. A little less serious. This kind of crazy news. Lil Durk and his girl India got in a shootout in the crib.
Damn.
Somebody tried to pull up on them. This happened. You're listening to this Monday, it was a week ago. Uh-huh. Somewhere outside of Atlanta. Yeah, some shooters came in there and they shot back. Shot it out with them.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God, you know, they protected themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I don't want to see anything happen to anybody in hip-hop. I think we all need to squash this stupid shit. Thank God they protected themselves. Thank God his girl was able to protect herself. She was well-trained. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Because I know, God forbid, you know, women I've been with would have fucking folded. So shout out to her.
Women.
Yeah.
I would have folded.
Nigga said I would have been taking the thing you want, baby. You know what I mean, baby?
I would have been in the closet shaking.
Hey, listen, man.
Y'all do whatever.
Listen, ever since I've been a young rapper, I've been wanting to kill somebody. So that's fine with me. I sell records like a motherfucker.
No,
let me peel this nigga muffin back.
No, since being a father, it's like, yeah. Like, I really... You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to protect my child. And it's like, yo, I may have to do a little something if any danger come to her. So, yeah.
I'm gonna listen. And come in my house, I'm the nicest nigga in the world. Come in my house, it's going to be the OK Corral. I'm trying to knock you off. I'm telling you. I don't give a fuck who. Shit, I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to call my mama and say, Mama, I'm going to need a lawyer.
Right.
I'm going to need a lawyer.
Right. Got these cameras up, though.
Yeah. I'm gonna kill you. So I said, Coco Beware.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Coco Beware.
Yeah.
That was a hard ass.
Y'all see it? Coco Beware? That's what we're doing.
Look at his face. Like, seriously. I love this background shot too, because it looks like we're doing like an interview. I mean, as far as I'm saying, like we're, you know, like between the UFC, like they go back to the commentators, look like we're commentators.
Oh, yeah. Well, what we just saw was
like Joe Rogan.
Man, Joe Rogan. I want Joe.
We're gonna save money. Our Joe.
We
Rogan
want Joe Rogan money. I want Joe Rogan.
I
money.
Do too.
Give me all of that. What we got? We're gonna get okay. This is your feel, and actually. Yeah, let me get into that. I've been tripping. We're not gonna get into it.
What we need,
but
you can get into I've anything. Been tripping, though. We're here. Let's get into
I'm
it.
I'm just saying the plans that I had.
Uh huh.
That
as far as what?
I told you a couple months ago.
You told me. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna get into it.
Okay.
I'm gonna get into. Hopefully this works out.
Yeah. This actually is a great spot to do that. What you were thinking about?
Yeah.
Absolutely. DJ Bush did. He was a dope wrestler. Hell yeah.
That's who it is? That's you, Bush? We can't see.
Yeah, it just says Facebook user. Yeah. So if that's you, Bush, shout out, bro. Hey.
Killer Cali.
We got to call you, my nigga, too, because we working off the StreamYard shit, so we got to figure that out.
Yeah. So
that's it.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, we get into your field of expertise.
Okay.
So supposedly.
So we're talking about fucking. Hip hop,
both of us.
I'm expert in both of them.
I know how to do a little something. Let's go. Something. Don't get it twisted. Uh-huh.
That's what he was talking about. The project, me and him was gonna do a fucking corner with Tiana Taylor.
Yo, you gotta really. He said Tiana. That's how real.
Said, we will do that. Actually, I call Fee for you. I said, listen, Fee. We got a lifetime opportunity.
You got to worry about Fee and my people.
That nigga said she gonna come.
Only other boys coming at me. Like, listen, what you talking about, my niece? Like, look, that was her husband.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah,
that was a husband.
Because a bitch can't really say nothing to you now that you're a husband. Then you're top priority. What's a motherfucker can't check you? I'm her motherfucking husband, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
It's true.
That's for real.
Can't check us. Unless we, unless it's on violent. You
can't check the husband, nigga.
You can't check the husband in the head. Anyway, but we know.
Baker Miller Pink on July 30th. Sure.
We're going to get to it.
We're getting there.
Yeah, like it's your project.
That's how I want him to act. Act like it's your motherfucking project. Thank you. Thank you, DJ Bush. Fuck what the nigga was talking about. Act like it's your project. That's my nigga.
But yo, so we got the
DJ Lupe. Bush looks like the cowardly lion from Wizard of Oz. Hey, that's my nigga. Say something I look like, bro. Keep it going.
Oh, both of y'all.
Talk shit. Yeah, I kind of got my
Mm-hmm. Y'all be have to compete. See,
if only I had a
what is he be doing? Yes.
Talk that shit, Bush. Nice
laugh.
What?
We already know Bush got a laugh. He's like,
Bush is the shit.
But yo, he do something else. Listen. Hey yo!
Yeah, hey yo! Bush is the shit.
Nah, that's the homie, man. You know what I mean? Long time. Anyway, let's get into it, bro. We gotta focus. Lupe versus Royce the 5'9".
Now,
you got it.
Now.
That nigga said, "Lord,
give me a little bit of that fucking backstory, because I know they run a podcast together,
right?
But the last I seen post the voice, which was like a day ago, it was getting serious. I don't understand how it got from that, from the rap point to it getting serious.
Me either. I'm not sure.
Because it was myself. A series of live streams that, you know, bro might not have caught up to, because I didn't catch up to it either, but it got serious somehow. I don't know. But who do I have? You know, I heard they're in talks with a Rare Breed Entertainment. You know, I have the battle rap backstory.
Okay, right.
They're in touch with, you know, Rare Breed, which is, you know, they just did the Cassidy Hitman Holla battle.
Okay.
Fire. He just battled Calico again too. That just happened on Rare Breed
about a week ago. Him having people beat up.
Yeah, that was the event. When he beat that nigga up.
Why?
They jumped him back in St. Louis. That nigga was from St. Louis. That nigga had the audacity to come to the event of niggas you jump. What did you think was going
to
happen?
So they tried to jump.
They packed him out like they were supposed to.
They tried to jump Hitman?
They did. His homies had jumped. The nigga, whole backstory behind it. He battled that nigga in St. Louis. The nigga had did 10 years in jail.
Okay.
He did him a favor by battling him, you know. Then somewhere back in the day, that nigga's homies had jumped him, and then the nigga got online talking crazy about him. It was a build up. Like last okay. 2 weeks, the nigga so been wasn't violating.
Some random just
no. He been violating. He earned it. The last 2 weeks, honestly, he been on all the battle rap shit, talking about Hitman faking this, and I was gonna shoot his brother, all kind of shit.
Okay,
so he earned that ass whooping. Nah, I don't want niggas to think Hitman was wilding. That nigga earned that ass whooping, dog. He earned it. You tell me you gonna shoot my brother? That's enough. But you right. was jumped me already. Yeah, he earned that ass whooping.
Now, didn't say it in the battle. He was saying legitly, like I'm gonna shoot your brother. Like
yeah, on some live stream oh, shit.
Yeah,
not
even on battle tip. Okay,
He only battled like Hitman one time.
Yeah, because a battle tip, you can say whatever. You're supposed to keep it cool. But no, you saying like, yo, you sending legit
some threats. Street beef shit. Yeah.
I got you.
But Lupe Royce, I don't know. It's hard to call that because Royce, the only time I seen Royce in that battlefield was against Mr. Fab back in the day. Royce claimed he didn't know it was a battle. Mr. Fab cooked his ass on stage.
Yeah, like Mr. Fab?
Yeah. It was a whole bunch of bullshit that happened. Okay. It was supposed to be Fonte from Lil Brother, Joe Budden, Royce and Fab doing a battle. Joe Budden had a family emergency pulled out. Fonte pulled out for some reason. Then it just was left to Royce and Mr. Fab. Royce claimed he didn't know it was a battle, so he got up there spitting raps. And then Mr. Fab came up there freestyling on him. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. But anyway, let me get to the point. Lupe Royce, I don't know. Lupe, lyrical. Royce, lyrical. Royce is a slower delivery. Lupe's a faster delivery, but more complex. But Royce is also complex. But Royce can also break it down. Lupe can break it down too. I don't know, man. That's hard to call.
My thinking is,
and also depends on if it's in a small room or a big stage.
Right. I think
that's hard to show on a big stage.
And I can't say I've seen any of them live. Mm-hmm. Definitely haven't. Well, I haven't seen them live, but I don't know if like I can't even recall like seeing them like on video. Yeah. I think Lupe maybe once. But my thinking is, like you said, because Royce has the slower delivery, mm-hmm. I'm thinking that he might, that might be what it, I think is that. And I think,
turn it a little bit here. He has, but Royce has the believability too, though.
That he actually do some of the things that he's saying he do. Like, I may actually.
We've seen the history of Royce. He has the believability.
He has literally pulled out rocket launcher on niggas. My thinking is it will probably be Royce in person, but I think you said that before, like if you go back on tape,
it's big, it's all kind of different factors. First of all, it's the platform. URL, the street platform. KOTD is the nerd platform. RBE is like in the middle.
Okay.
They can do both, but they're more street side. So that's a factor. Second factor is it on a big stage in front of a bunch of people, which you have to have crowd control, which neither one of them will naturally have in a battle format.
Right.
Or a small stage where people are going to sit and listen to your shit, which is where they should do it. And another factor in that shit is like, okay, my bad. Another factor in that shit is like, okay, we got the stage, we got the platform, then we also got like, what's the other factor? It's another factor, man. But it's a bunch of fucking factors.
Right.
Turn that bitch a little bit this way.
Okay.
Because we'll still feel feel the area.
Yeah,
I got Royce, man. If I had to pick one, just so I can move the show along, I got Royce, man.
Yeah,
I'll take Royce.
What up, JC? What's up, JC? Keep your head up, boy.
Something wrong with him?
Nah, just tell my man to keep his head up.
Okay.
That's my dog.
It's my dog.
You're gonna keep your head up.
Keep your head up. Speaking of keep your head up, we're gonna fuck Kyle Taylor.
I knew you was gonna go there. I knew it. It's got one light. Sure, he's gonna pause.
You know the funny thing about Enigma, y'all? Enigma has such that OG hip hop look. I feel like Enigma would like fuck for four bars, and then like I feel like he fucks in bars. Like I feel like Enigma would be like, "Yeah, bitch, you get this." You know, Enigma fucks in rhythmic format.
You know what? No, you might be on the
Patrice
something.
O'Neal.
I definitely think too much.
Yeah,
when I'm having sex,
you
so.
Overthink it.
Yeah, I definitely overthink. I'm a pleaser.
You know what's crazy?
I'm focused on it's a stroke right. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that.
And I do think about it too, but I'm one of the type of motherfuckers that when I fuck bitch, I get in the mode. I start talking shit. I talk, I say, yeah, you like this dick bitch.
And she'll Wesley Pipes.
Uh-huh. And then she'll like, if you talk to me, I've had a bitch before, like, I was in there, I was talking that shit. She was like, she looked at me straight like this. Like, I was in the mode. I was like, yeah, bitch, you like this dick. She looked up, she's like, don't talk. Don't talk. You know how fucked up I felt, bro? Like, I felt so used, bro.
Don't talk. Just give me the meat.
Yeah.
Just serve the meat.
Don't talk.
I didn't come in for the extras. Yeah.
She was a trick, too, though, so that could have been it. Dun, dun, dun.
I can't. I asked for this. I asked for this.
He calls me for these. Honestly, I swear to God, I didn't call him. He called me.
It's true.
He wants this.
It's true. Hey, yo.
False. False. Hey, yo. False. That.
Yo, what else we got,
man?
I'm about to share
the Facebook. Y'all just going to look at me crazy.
Yo, speaking of JC, man, we have the 30th anniversary of Boys in the Hood this week. So
shout out Boys in the Hood.
We got the Boys in the Hood classic film. Rest in peace to John Singleton. Man, once again, it was another crazy thing to think that, you know, just 30 years and people ain't here or whatever.
Ricky! Crazy. He lived a storied life, man. I would only hope that, you know, God forbid, you know, we all got to go, so I guess not God forbid, but I would live a life like John Singleton.
Right.
He got to live his dream, and that's beautiful.
But I think that's the thing about it, too, like with the Biz Markie and everybody else that who's passed, is, yo, appreciate every moment. Mm-hmm. Appreciate every moment, because everyone isn't blessed to have those moments. Mm-hmm. And even if they had greater moments, I'm pretty sure it's people that would have given up their greater moments just to have more moments with those that he loved. You know, honestly, what I'm saying?
And y'all was talking to my wife about that the other day, man. It's like, you can relate. We chase this shit so hard, and this is really what we want, really what we wanted to do. But at the end of our days, when we're fucking however old and on our deathbed, we wish we would have spent more time with our people. I know, exactly. We're going to wish that.
Exactly.
Some of you African booty scratchers.
You African.
Yeah, I do keep scratching. I don't know why, dog. I'm just gonna think I'm doing cocaine, but I'm not, bro. It's just my nose is like hella dry for some reason.
Joe, what'd it do, bro? My man Joe in the building.
I think it's because it's a little warm in here.
Yeah, it's
warm. Maybe my nose is just dry.
Yeah, so we're 2 pigs in the blanket right now. For real.
Yeah. False. If applicable.
We 2 pigs in the blanket right now. Matter of fact, when we go on this break, I'm gonna go get my man some napkins.
I'm not hella sweaty. It's just that I don't like any perspiration.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm the same way.
Forehead.
I'm
on my fucking pimping forehead. I don't like no water that ain't earned it, bitch. What you wet on me for, bitch? You ain't earned it. You understand?
Let's go.
Me?
Shout out to JC.
JC, understand?
But yeah, man. I mean, the thing is, yo, like, appreciate the time that you have, and yeah, even if you don't, like you said, reach whatever pinnacle that you wish you would have reached at whatever time, like, yo, life, it can be short, but you got to make the best of it. And just because you may not be in one spot at one moment don't mean that may not switch. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, bro, if you would have told me in 2017 that I'd be happily married in 2021, I would have laughed.
Yeah. Like, if you'd have told me that I motherfucking would be married to another. If you told me in 2014 I've been married to another woman, sold damn near $1,000 in pre-sales of a new album.
Right.
And motherfucking did some other shit, bro. I wouldn't have believed it either. Had my own studio and I was engineering my own shit. I wouldn't have believed it either.
Exactly.
And I'm so fucking handsome like you. I wouldn't have believed that.
Speaking of, before we get up out of here.
Speaking of.
July 30th.
Speaking of me being handsome.
You are handsome.
No, go ahead.
I'm secure in my manhood. I would not want to look like you, but I wouldn't call you ugly.
Why would you not want to look like me?
Bro, you straight.
I look great.
Nah, I can't. Your hair. I look great. I don't know if I can deal with it.
JC likes me right now.
Yeah, I don't know if I can deal with the hair, dog.
You know what? I hate this shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I do.
You got to upkeep it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no.
I thought it looked decent right now, but I guess not.
Like, we can't even drag that shit up.
Man, that shit, no, man. Dreads, people judge you for dreads. I don't like that. I don't like anything that just, I know I'm already a fat nigga. I'm already this, I'm already that. So I already got judgment coming up.
I don't want a motherfucker judging me because of no fucking dreads and no shit.
Right.
I didn't even notice I got my shit out.
Yeah, you can't even dress shit up, so I can't maintain.
It's dreading in the back on its own. We got 8 viewers in this motherfucker right now.
Hey, shouts out to the 8 viewers. But yeah, man, July 30th, you, DJ Bush, y'all come together on Facebook, Facebook Live to promote live the new project. You know what I mean? You get the pre-orders now. Tell them how they can get the pre-orders.
You can go get the pre-orders. It's on my Facebook page, my Instagram page. We have the flyer for the live stream that we're doing on the 30th that night, because the album drops at midnight on July 30th. That night, 8 p.m. Eastern Central or Eastern Standard Time to 10 Eastern Standard Time, we're doing a live stream thing where I'm basically going to talk about the tracks. We're going to, all that shit that comes with it. I'm going to tell you the backstories of shit. Baker Miller Pink. The name of the album is Baker Miller Pink. Baker Miller Pink is a shade of pink that they were using in prison to kind of calm people down. It was making them weak physically and mentally. So the reason I named my album Baker Miller Pink is because these are the things that made me weak physically and mentally. That's the name of the album. I know a lot of people didn't understand what the name meant, but that's the name. Baker Miller Pink, these are things that made me weak physically and mentally. The first time I speak on record about my father's death, I'm speaking about my ex-wife. I'm speaking about my wife. I'm speaking about my new girlfriend. I'm speaking about a lot of shit that meant something to me and my mom's relationship. So it's a real personal album. Don't get fooled by Vietnamese and nothing average. This is a personal project.
No doubt. So y'all make sure to do that, man. Holler at your boy. If you can't holler at him, holler at me. I would direct you to Bravo so you can get that pre-order.
We have 5 different packages. There's a $5 package. You get a personalized audio shout out. There's a $10 package. That's the minimum for buying the album. You buy the album and you get a video shout out. There's a $20 package. You get a bonus track in your inbox right now with a video shout out. Then I send you the album on the 30th, just like the $10 package. No, it's only 4 packages. Then the $50 one, you get an open collab with me. If you've ever wanted to rhyme on a track with me and either, you know, we couldn't get a hold of each other, or you felt like you didn't have the clout, or you felt like you didn't have the money, you can do it now. $50. I've seen your open collab that didn't make Baker Miller Paint. You rap on that shit, post it wherever the fuck you want to. And it comes with a video shout out and the bonus track. And if you send me $100, I'll actually fuck your wife. Like, I'll come there. Like, if you send me $100, I'll send you the open track and I'll fuck your wife for really for free.
Hey, you're a cunt, dude.
I'll go to their house and fuck their wife. Like,
you're not gonna charge them extra to come?
I mean, it's another extra $50. I figure that's for gas and condoms. I don't really like condoms, but I'll fuck your wife anyway.
Yeah, I think you should charge extra to come. You can give her the meats.
Oh, okay.
And then,
so that's an extra $20.
Yeah, okay. Just to clarify that.
$120. I'll fuck your wife and I'll come if you just want to see that for some reason.
Back page.
Let's go.
That's in Bravo. Now I gotta kick him out. Because now he's propositioning on my podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to jail for anyone.
Don't send me $120 anymore.
Yeah, I love y'all now. Nah, you got to worry about that. All right. So we're going to keep it moving, man. We're going to get to this next joint. You'll be right. When we come right back, we're going to have my man OGZ, you know what I'm saying, live in effect on the podcast. So right now, I got my man Dennis Hobbs. You holler at me. Dennis, keep feeding me, bro. Pause. Keep feeding me. Dennis Hobbs with Even. Then we'll be right back on the Enigma 7 Hour. You got time? Yeah.
One good thing about the new chapter is that you continue to add to the story. Bright side, but it ain't all that celebratory. Give me an iced matcha latte with oat milk. Add some vanilla and then I proceed to go chill. I'm on the fence with what I wanna talk about. Maybe I should discuss just how it's clear. Or maybe I could talk about shit I don't feel. Or ask to be informed about things that I don't get. Or even something from the past that I've grown with or grew from. I see where it takes me. Let's focus. Came a long way from just walking around with dream beats. Been talking about Mercedes, but I won't sit here like I did a 180 day to day. I just see where life takes me. I remember low cuts. I damn near was bald headed. Just wanted cheese, whether provolone or shredded. My poor decisions be having me big headed. But I wouldn't be where I am if I regret it. They count you out to say, do that and not this. Cook with the left, but don't mix with the right wrist. I write, then I take off, might be a flight risk. Checking the news, shit is much worse than a nightstick. But let me not get too socially conscious, cause that's something we need to talk about at high pitch. But fuck it, you know me, I roll on a tight ship, so it won't take too long for me to pop shit. And it goes like, I can only shake so many hands and forgive. I can only take so many jabs to the ribs. Grandmas might be listening, so I'll just say it here. What would be the point of trying to live a fib? How much of a bean are we really trying to keep it? How can we beat the odds if we can't keep it even? I said, how can we beat the odds if we can't keep it even? Can't compromise morals for certain demographics. Take a step back, they gon' say that you ain't active. Keep a foot on their neck, they might say you acting. Glad I ain't slacking, cause you know it's back to action. I was on my way, I had to deal with some traffic. They was blocking the pathway, I couldn't take the back way. It was only the long way, no one met me halfway. Now I'm here to carry this shit until my back it. Cause I can only shake so many hands and forgive. I can only take so many jabs to the ribs. Grandmas might be listening, so I just say it here. What would be the point of trying to live a fib? How much of a bean are we really trying to keep it? How can we beat the odds if we don't keep it even? It's not very often that I have much to say nowadays. When you grow up doing a lot of talking, you eventually get all talked out. One thing I can say I'm learning in this art, for how long it's been, is that everything is all about doing it for you. Every word and all, so if you ain't doing it for you, then you simply lost the plot. Then again, that's another conversation for another day. Not today, but one day. I said backache, I meant to say my back break, because even when it slipped like error, niggas gonna have a bad day.
This is the Enigma Sep Hour, and what you just heard, my man Dennis Hobbs with Even, and we got my man OGZ in the building. What's up, boy?
What's going on, man? Hey, man, I forgot to send you that music, man. I was ripping and running, but I need to send you that ASAP.
No doubt, no doubt. We'll just add it, send it to me, and we'll just add it to the mix, bro. All
right, I can send it to you right now as we speak.
I bet. I'll be looking at the phone. How you doing, my boy?
What the email address again?
Oh, it's where's my email address? I
forgot. Enigmasep@gmail.com.
I think so.
No, I'm joking. No, yeah, enigmasep@gmail.com.
Enigmasep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So just like the podcast joint, all you gotta do is just put those two words together and then add gmail.com. Should come through any minute now. Let me see. He freeze up. He freeze up. Freeze.
Yo. Oh, Jesus. He was freezing. He was freezing for a minute. Turn your Wi-Fi off.
Wi-Fi off? Okay.
Yeah, see if you got your Wi-Fi on.
There it is.
All right. Bet. So let's go on. All right, bet. I'm going to check it now. What's going on with you, my boy? How your weekend cooling, been?
Man. Cooling, man. You know, I'm in the A9. I ain't in Gainesville no more. I ain't in Florida no more. I'm in the A9, but I'm loving it up there because I'm getting a lot of good music shit done. Wait, can we cuss on?
Yes.
I'm getting a lot of good music shit done, like for real. Hits after hits, fucking with different producers, you know, really putting money behind this shit. So I got some good shit going, for real, man. I'm my own worst critic. I think my shit sucks.
I got a question, OG. Well, all them hoes in Atlanta paying their dick bill. Listen, let's talk about that.
When I tell you they paying it, the one I'm with right now paying it, the other one paying it, they all pay.
Talk that shit. Hey. The one that's with him right now is paying a motherfucker.
You ain't hear no talk back, did you? Did you hear any talk back?
Nope.
Come on, man.
Hey, come on, man. This P, man. Talk that shit, man. Fuck that talking about.
Hey, keep playing with me. I'm
going to
send two of them up there
with
y'all at.
Hey, man. Hey. I hold it down here, nigga. Send them up.
Yeah. Bravo knows exactly what to do.
That's a fact.
You know exactly
for
what
sure,
to do.
Sure. I'm trying to get the talent, though, man. I'm trying to come back to talent and fun with them. But, you know, yeah. ATL is really busy.
Nah, man. There's no number of people that went up there and they doing their thing or whatever. Yeah. So, nah, that's a good look, boy.
For sure, man.
How long you been up there?
I've been in Atlanta for 3 months.
Okay.
But I'm in Florida right now. I came to go, you know, visit my people to handle a little stuff, but I don't think I'm moving back to Florida, man.
Nah, I don't blame you, bro. I don't blame you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you get up there, it's a lot of opportunity. You know what I'm saying? In Atlanta, whatever, just move a lot faster or whatever. I mean, shouts out to Gainesville.
A lot. But listen, I get shown more love in Atlanta than I do in Florida. Like, that's crazy. That's how it works.
That's exactly how it works.
They ain't
never. Oh, yeah.
They know you. They feel too personal. They feel too personal to you. They don't want to show you love where you're from.
Right.
They don't want to see you come up. They don't want to see you come up, man. Then they try to keep you locked up. There's too many police niggas down here, man.
Yeah, right.
I got to turn myself in. I got to turn myself in next Sunday.
Yeah.
A little bullshit, though. Ain't number 2 months. A little bit of shit.
How long you going to be down?
2 months.
Yeah, that's straight.
Yeah, that ain't shit. I just did a year and a half.
Yeah, you going to take a little nap. Come right back up.
That's all it is, man. I'm fucking with Cadre Music Group, though. Y'all got to look that up. Cadre Music Group.
Yeah.
That's the label I'm with now. And I'm sponsored by a liquor called Rayon. Check that shit out. Go get that. They fuck with me. They sponsor me, so I fuck with them. It's an XO called Rayon. Okay. It's that.
Yeah. How did you hook that up?
I hear you.
Yeah, how did you hook that up?
I can barely hear you. What's your name, bro?
Yeah, how did you hook the sponsorship? How did you hook the sponsorship up?
My brother is the CEO of it. He's the CEO of the label. He fucks with the person that owns the liquor. So with him promoting me, they got behind me.
Nice. That's how you get to the bag.
I can actually get the bottle and say, this is my liquor. Go get it. And they ain't going to do it because you feel me?
Right. Put all in the videos.
That's the difference. That's the difference between a nigga who has a future in this shit and a nigga who doing this shit for play.
Right.
A nigga who got sponsorship. A nigga got a label going on. He got some shit. He got a bitch that don't talk back. I love it all. Honestly. I love it all. God loves it, man.
Yeah, man. So, like, let me see. Make sure you unfroze.
Yeah, you can hear me now?
Yeah, I get you now. So, to take it back a little bit, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, from the beginning, like, how did you get into this rap shit?
Man, I was 13. I had a homeboy named Samil Gonzalez. He was a Puerto Rican dude. I was fucked up by Bone Thugs and Harmony back then. And he lived just like Busy Bone. So we became best friends and he could rap his ass off. So he used to make me rap. So that's how I kind of got on. Damn, my boy Big J in high school. You know, when you got motherfuckers in the hallway rapping and shit. The wrong motherfucker used to pull me to the side. I'm like, Jesus, I speak. And that shit, I just got wrong.
Right.
You know
what it is. So beyond like Bone Thugs, like who was the niggas that, you know what I'm saying, you really looked up to?
JT Money, of course.
Come on, man.
Get a man's flower.
3-6 Mafia.
Yeah.
Lil Kim, now I love Lil Kim. I'm fucked up by Lil Kim. I got that bitch face tattooed on me right here.
Oh, snap. Yo.
That's my motivation. I blow up, I'm going to hit Lil Kim.
No, for real. Like, bro, you need to, like, I got you chatted on me. What's up?
This is, you hear me, OG?
Probably, yeah, my
man. Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
I hear you. You hear me? He freezing up a little bit.
Yep.
Shout out to old Jeezy, man. He freezing up a little bit, but he coming back.
My man got a tattoo of Lil Kim, bro. I ain't never.
That's a great idea.
That's dope.
If you're gonna have a female rapper, man, Lil Kim, Nicki Minaj, anybody end up that class. That's dope.
Right. Nah, I'm impressed. Like, yo, have never thought
the original Lil Kim was definitely, you know, one of the baddest women that's ever come through this game.
Right.
For sure. No motherfucking. I wanted to ask OGC. OGC done froze up. Now, I wanted to see how can Umbravo get on the remix of Dick Bill.
Yeah, we need to figure that out
with JT Money.
We need to figure that out.
How can Bravo get on? I want the JT Money verse there and all. Man.
Yeah, we need to figure that out.
That's a career highlight for me. OGC gonna come back whenever.
Yeah, he gonna come back and get everything situated. You know,
call
man.
Back and come back, but. What do y'all fans out there think? I think there's no better rapper fit in this city to be on a pimp track than Umbravo. What do y'all think? What in the comments, tell me what y'all think. Should Umbravo, OGZ, and JT Money be on a remix? Tell me what you think. Should Enigma take his hat off? Like, tell me what you think.
Yo, y'all let me know. I'm trying to let y'all know what y'all need to do, even right now.
Enigma wears a hat every motherfucking weekend. He's not fooling anybody. Tell him to take the hat off, chat. Fuck the haircut, Enigma. You're a fucking legend. This is what Enigma don't tell you, motherfuckers. He's too humble. See, this is why I can't be next to this nigga, because I'm not humble.
Just want to look clean,
He's
bro.
The GOAT. He did my first interview. Enigma did my first fucking interview, and he's still through the city doing everybody's motherfucking interviews and acting humble. If I was you, I'd fucking be whipping out.
I do a little bit.
Whip out.
I don't know what the. I mean, it ain't nothing.
Let's go.
I look all right.
Where's the fucking clap button? I don't even know if that was the right button. Okay.
That's what you get. We're trying to hit the button.
The button did not like your hairline.
Yo,
the button said a hairline is despicable.
Yeah, man.
Put him on the track. See? Homie say put him on the track. Who is that?
Shout out to Joe.
Okay, he was on last time we was on. Shout out, Jeff.
Yeah.
I did the last joint.
I'm trying to think. So
let's see if OG's a call back in.
Because I want to play the second joint, but I got to get it first. You know what I mean? Yeah. Once I get
it. Did he send it yet?
No, he ain't send it yet.
Does he got a SoundCloud or something? I can look it up.
I don't even know the name of that.
I'm going to type in OGZ Dick Bill. Hopefully it'll pull up a SoundCloud.
No, I got that.
I'm saying hopefully it'll pull up a SoundCloud. Yeah, pull up another joint. Shit, yeah.
All right, so this is what we're going to do to Mans. Oh, there you go.
Okay. Mans is back in town.
You got to see.
Shout out to
OGZ. What's going on? Gotta wait till the thing connects.
Okay, there we go. That's your new fucking shit, huh?
That's my Jay LaVert.
Okay. Enigma LaVert. Shout out Enigma LaVert.
Get my Jay LaVert on.
Oh, Jeezy.
Yo.
All right, so
I'm
getting back to being a motherfucking rapper real quick.
Yeah.
How? Umbravo, get on that motherfucking Dick Bill remix with JT Money. This has been part of my pimping. This has been part of my pimping aspects and my pimping dreams forever.
I'm gonna keep it all the way G with you, bro.
Keep it a G, bro.
If you put in half of what I put in today, you can get on it.
Don't tell me. I'm just asking what you put in, but don't tell me his numbers.
That's
because
I fuck with you.
Other than
that, I told you
to hell. I appreciate that. Send me the goddamn number into my inbox, and we'll figure it out.
Oh, you dead ass serious?
You really?
Yeah, I'm serious, nigga. Ain't
I right? I do that.
Okay. Send me the number. I'm serious, nigga.
I'm dead for real. I do that. But you gotta snap on that bitch now.
Come on, man.
He gonna do that.
That's what I do.
I co-sign. He gonna do that.
Okay, all day. That's what it is.
Yo, but speaking of the joint, before we get into it, man, like, what was it like being on the track with a legend like JT Money? Because I mean, that's Florida royalty.
I grew up listening to him, so it's like doing something with a nigga that raised the damn nut. You see what I'm saying? So. And one thing about it, man, JT, He's real. He's solid for real. He's solid because he kind of like took me on his wing and just was like, hey, this little nigga here gonna make it. So I fuck with him. And I got a lot of respect for him. You know what I'm saying?
And how did y'all even link up?
I was on a promo tour in Jacksonville, and I met a cat named Rollo Hustle. He had a label called Rollo Hustle Entertainment or something like that. That he wanted to sign me. So at that point, I wasn't on no signing shit. I'm like, I'm staying independent, and I'm gonna get all my own money because I got my occupational license, and that's what I copyright all my shit on or whatever. Man, he was like, man, what can I do to convince you or whatever? I said, man, you know, really nothing. I said, you can invest in me, and I'll fuck with you forever. Yeah. I'm solid like that, but I ain't going to do no paperwork. So he was like, well, who you listen to? Who you like listening to? Who you grew up listening to? I said, man, I like JT Money. He said, JT Money? Hold on. I called him right there. He was like, man, my artist want to do a song with you, man. Can you pull up to Gainesville? He was like, yeah, I'm leaving Jacksonville right now. He came to Gainesville. We did. We knocked that bitch out.
Bet that up.
That's solid, man. That's how I want to manage JT.
He fucked with the song so hard to the point where he was like, I ain't have to pay for another feature. We got a whole album together. It's kind of like Players Ball. You can get it on that pill. It's on that pill.
Okay. Yeah, so anybody listening, anybody watching, yo, y'all go and check that out, man. Yo, this is what we're going to do real quick. We're going to go ahead and give people a little sample. You know what I'm saying? This short, just who may not be familiar, which I doubt is not too many people. We can give them a little sample of this Dick Bill, and then we're going to come back and finish this interview up. So, here we go.
Hey, what it is?
You know what it is, boo-boo.
I already know that. I'm trying to see what's up with you.
Ain't nothing open in the club but digging grits. What's talking on
people? I don't want a motherfucking dick and I don't want a motherfucking grits.
Oh, baby, I can't fuck. I got to fuck on the floor. Stop me.
So I got to pay for this shit?
You going to do something?
You got me fucked up. Get the fuck out of here, really, bitch. Play the dick, hoe.
This one go out to all the hoes who sell pussy. For the niggas who buy it, you got the game twist. A nigga like OG's always on the mission. Never gave a motherfucker about a pussy proposition. If you think a nigga paying for some pussy, get missed. Never been the type of nigga who be on that money dish. You think a nigga playing? Just ask the bitch about it. The only thing she gon' get is a big dick of pie. I ain't gon' floss, I might take you out to eat. You a thick ass, sick, that class, that damn beast. But all you gold digging hoes, you can get rocks. The only thing you get from OG is a big cock. Can I get you this and buy you that? I think it's not TikTok time. It's money, hoes, so get off my clock. Real what I always be, and I ain't gon' never stop. Try to play a pimp like a pussy, hoe, get your ass. I can't stand an old begging asshole. Soon as a nigga say no, you quit to call a nigga bro. But you the broke bitch, always begging me for shit. With no crib, no car, by 17. Goddamn, girl, you really need to quit. Always begging a nigga for this dick. But I'ma tell you how like this real shit. You finna pay me for this dick. Really, bitch? Pay your dick bill, ho. Pay your dick bill. Pay your dick bill, ho. Pay your dick bill. Pay your dick bill, ho. Pay your dick bill. Dick ain't free. I'm just keeping it real. Pay your dick bill, ho. Pay your dick bill. Pay your dick bill, ho. Pay your dick bill. Pay your dick bill, ho. Pay your dick bill. Dick ain't free. I'm just keeping it real.
You bitches gotta play a fucked up. Always a soft story, bitch, tough luck. I get money out of bitches, I don't feed it to them. Tax time, wait them drop hoes, I'm running through them. I'm a nigga with good game and good dick. Trickin' ain't me, I ain't with that bullshit. You get props just for being a nigga present. So you owe me presents for sucking up my essence. I like cash, but you can pay a bill on your credit card, show a nigga that it's real. And just cause your ass drop a bet don't mean you could just roll up on the set. Bitch, I like order. Understand, recognize who the man is. Whole problems ain't no problems. Them your problems. Go solve them, bitch. Pay your dick bill.
Pay your dick bill, ho. Pay your dick bill. Pay your dick bill, ho. Pay your dick bill. Pay your dick bill, ho. Pay your dick bill. Dick ain't free. I'm just keeping it real. Pay your dick bill, ho. Pay your dick bill. Pay your dick bill, ho. Pay your dick bill. Pay your dick bill, ho. Pay your dick bill. Dick ain't free. I'm just keeping it real.
So I'm saying, like, you know, I'm doing the best I can to get the best I can. You know, you standing there looking all fuckable and shit. I got three jobs. You know what I'm saying? Three jobs. One for GRU and two for your dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, I mean, be that for a bitch. You know, I won't tell no... Well, okay, I'm gonna tell somebody because I got a Facebook page and, you know what I'm saying, and I tweet a little bit. I'm gonna tweet the dick. I'm gonna be real with
you. Okay, now check this out, bitch. You say you want some dick? I need a new chain and a new fit. My car running hot. I need you to get that fit. Plus, I
need a couple stats to go and get some other shit. Real niggas do real shit. Oh, you ain't know? I tell it like it is, and that's the only way I fucking know. Okay. They don't make niggas like me no more. Matter of fact, they never made a nigga like me before. I never been an old playboy ass nigga. Never play no fucking games about my motherfucking chain. I'm like Trick Daddy, bitch, I'm about a lot of things. And paying for some pussy, some shit that can't be arranged. Goddamn, girl, you really need to change. I don't even know your name like Kurt Cobain. You better take heed to the shit a nigga say. Cause if you don't know, you're gonna learn today. Yeah, pay your dick bill, ho, pay your dick bill. Pay your dick bill, ho, pay your dick bill. Pay your dick bill, ho, pay your dick bill. Dick ain't free, I'm just keeping it real. Pay your dick bill, ho, pay your dick bill. Pay your dick bill, ho, pay your dick bill. Pay your dick bill, ho, pay your dick bill. Dick ain't free, I'm just keeping it real.
Shawty, you shut the fuck up, cause you ain't getting a dick. I'ma let Boom do it. Okay, look, you know, boo-boo, this Boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'ma lick your ass, toes, and elbows. And I'm paying you to do the shit. You know, like, treat me like, I'ma be like Flojo. I'm running for the dick. On your mark, you said, get this shit. You know, and I'ma tell my friends, cause I got some fine friends. You can fuck them too, come on.
I'm trying to fuck all them bitches, so, you know, we can go ahead and run that shit. You know what I'm talking about? Let go and do this shit. You just make sure you tell them whole dick ain't free. I'm just keeping it real. And make sure they pay their motherfucking dick bill. And we gon' run it like that though, you know what I'm talking about? So let her go and run this shit, you heard me? You ready for that shit?
Yeah, I'm ready. Y'all stay ready.
Well, let's run.
Get ready.
Pay your dick bill, ho, pay your dick bill. Pay your dick bill, ho, pay your dick bill. Pay your dick bill, ho, pay your dick bill. Dick ain't free, I'm just keeping it real. Pay your dick bill, ho, pay your dick bill. Pay your dick bill, ho, pay your dick bill. Pay your dick bill, ho, pay your dick bill. Dick ain't free, I'm just keeping it real.
We back for real. My man, Dick, Bill, all up in your face.
I'm going to keep it G now. That song I just sent you.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the only song that I can say comparing with Dick Bill, bro. Dick Bill, my favorite one, but that's the only one that I can say fucking with Dick Bill a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
What's the name of this new joint?
It's called Why Yo Bitch Fucking With Me.
Can we talk about this nigga for a minute? Let me talk about OGZ for a minute. Because if you don't know the history of Peace Spitters, and for the lames, we're talking about Pimp Spitters. There's not a lot left. So to find a Pimp Spitter from Florida is like a gold. It's like the golden arch for me. I appreciate what you're doing right now. I appreciate the game. I appreciate you giving the game to the world because they motherfucking need it.
They need it, man.
Give the nigga another clap. Give OG another
motherfucker. I was about to ask, like, why are you so hard on these hoes?
I'm not okay. I'm going to keep it real. I'm hard on the hoes.
Yeah.
I love women now, but I can't stand hoes. They ain't good enough. They faker than their hair nails and fake clothes.
They don't understand.
Alright, so before we get up out of here, my boy, we know you gotta do this little 2 month stretch or whatever. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, just a couple of naps. You know what I'm saying? What can the people look for once you get back into the A and hit the road?
When I get to the A, we shooting a movie called Karma. It's called Karma. You can look at the link on the trailer on YouTube. I'm trying to do some movie shit, man, right now. I get extorted in the movie. The shit raw.
Okay.
They starting a free OG campaign because I turn myself in next week or whatever, do a little 50 days, 60 days, and they're going to have a whole free OG campaign going on while I'm in there. So when I get out, I think I go to the studio first, then it's supposed to have a welcome home OG party. I don't know. They ain't never did that for me yet because I wasn't with them when I was fucked up.
Right.
I think they're going to do it. They said they've been doing it. The label really fucking with me. I don't pay for beats. I don't pay for studio time. I don't pay for nothing.
From Mac to Mac, link me with somebody who can put something on your books, man. I want to put something on your books while you're down. Link me with somebody who can put me in that position.
Man, you do that to me, bro. Listen, if you send me $1 in jail, listen, I love you. And I'm your dog for life. You hear me?
Listen, hey, Mac to Mac.
I'm big on that loyalty shit.
Listen, I'm a nigga of integrity. If I tell you, nigga, link me, nigga, it's already done.
For sure. I do that. We'll link. Come down, show link.
Bet it up. So before we get up out of here, man, if you can tell the people where they can get in contact with you online, you know what I mean? Right. So they can holler at you.
You can follow me on Twitter, OGZ_SDB. Facebook, OGZ3, everything, basically OGZ352, except my Instagram. Everything else, OGZ352. YouTube, everything.
I bet that up. So everybody's watching, everybody's listening. Y'all make sure to holler at your boy.
I almost forgot. When you go on Facebook, subscribe to The Real OGZ. That's the business page. Follow that page.
No doubt.
That's the page I really be on the most, though.
All right, well, bro, we appreciate you, dog. You know what I'm saying? We hate the fact that, you know what I'm saying, you gotta lay it down, but we already know you're going to come up stronger, better. You know what I'm saying?
With most people, to more, that. This that to me.
You know what I mean? So, we got you up here in Tallahassee, man. We support you, bro. So, once you touch down
next time, I'm coming. I'm coming to the show.
Yes, sir.
On everything. I'm coming.
We with it. You got anything else you want to say?
Whenever my next one is, if you have me one before I go to jail, I'm coming that in.
Word up, dog. Listen, link me so I can get a hold of you, nigga, while you locked up, so I can send you a little something. All shout out to OGZ, man. Yes, sir. Hey, do that. Pay your dick bill, bitch. Always pay your motherfucking dick bill, bitch. Yes, shout out to JT Money. Shout out to OGZ. Shout out to the chick who didn't speak back. That's how I real, Mac. Let's do it, man.
I appreciate that. Yeah, for real.
Got to get up out of here.
Oh, I almost forgot. Oh, we get up out of here. Wait. I'm fucking with Pimpin' Ken now in Atlanta. Pimpin' Ken, the real Pimpin' Ken.
Oh, no.
I'm fucking with him. It's a fucking fraternity called HHF, Hip Hop Fraternity. We got the website and all. HipHopFraternity.com. That's what I'm fucking
gonna
with.
You're going to make me slide on you, bro.
That's big right there. You know, he know every fucking body. So.
Right. You're going to make me slide, my nigga.
For sure, man.
Okay.
Pimpin' Ken.
Hey, don't forget to check that one in your inbox and your email, bro. That shit's so hard. I'm telling you.
We're going to run it. We're going to run it.
Yeah, right, it's a real game on that.
Yeah. So we get up out of here. Appreciate any and everybody that tuned in. Y'all make sure to hit that share button, hit that subscribe button, that like button, leave them comments or whatever. We've been totally live. Big shout out to my man OGZ for giving us the time. And we're gonna keep it bumping. No doubt. So we're about here to see y'all next week. I got a big surprise for y'all next week. Big surprise next week. See y'all, stay tuned for that. Other than that, we out of here. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Jizzle.